Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Ram Sechus Mam, the laws of the rebellious ones, and Sefer Shleiptim in the book of Judges, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the halachas of the Zakin Mamri, the rebellious elder who rebels against the Sanhedrin. And in this Perek, we discuss specifically what type of a disagreement would make the Zakin Mamri liable. The Ram gives halacha alf regarding the context of the dispute that makes him liable. Zesh Shechol Ka Bez Nagal, this person, this sage that's disagreeing with the Supreme Court, like we described in the previous parak, is regarding something that's a liability for something, an issur that if you did deliberately, you would be liable for karas, and if you did it by mistake, it'd be chayav chatas, meaning whether they were saying it's prohibited, this thing that's a chayav karas, and he was saying no, it's permitted, whether they were saying it's permitted, and he's saying it's asur. Either way, he's disagreeing in a halacha, that's a karas type of halacha, here's a chayav misa, he's liable for the death penalty. Even if he's saying from tradition, he says, this is what I received from my teachers. And they're just saying, the Sanhedrin, but this is what we see fit, that this is how the law should be. Since they had a discussion regarding this thing, and he did, or he instructed others to do, not like the Sanhedrin, he's going to be liable for the death penalty. To say, if they're also ruling from their tradition, for sure he's going to be liable. Even if he's disagreeing with them regarding one of the decrees that they made, but it's bedavet regarding something regarding a halacha, a biblical halacha, their rabbinic decree in a biblical halacha that if you did it by mistake would be chayav chatos and deliberately would be chayav karas. For example, shehitra chametz, he's permitting chametz biyomar ba'asa b'nisan b'shosh shishas on the 14th of Nisan of the erev Pesach. In the sixth hour, it's chamed gzera that chametz should be forbidden to be eaten and tabana already at that time, which is rabbinic, but it's regarding a biblical halacha that there is a chayav karas, and he's saying it's permitted. Or he's saying actually having benefit is forbidden already in the fifth hour, which according to the chametz only forbidden to be eaten, then not having hana. Harei is a chayav misa is going to be liable for death penalty because since the ikar issa of chametz has karas, even though it's regarding the gzera derabanan, even that would qualify. Anything like that would have the same halacha. Now halacha base. Certain examples for what qualifies for a davar shas doin the karas v'shigugas echatas. Echad shenechleku bedavar, whether he's one person disagreeing with them with something shechayov nals doin the karas that there's a liability if you do it deliberately karas v'shigugas echatas do by mistake echatas. Or shenechleku, even if that disagreement is bedavar regarding something hamevi which would bring l'day davar to something shechayov nals doin the karas v'shigugas echatas. Not really indirectly, but it could cause indirectly that would also qualify. Ketzad how so? So nechelku be first the first time nechelku be ishazu. They're disagreeing regarding this woman imhi ervim lav. If she is prohibited as an erva or not, regarding is this considered a daughter or it's from out of wedlock? Would that be an erva that's directly towards something that is she a chiv karas or not? Imarei dam zematami ishaloi. Is this color? Is this blood that would make a woman impure because of dam nida or not? That is a biblical halacha directly of karas of a nida. Is this woman have the tumma of giving birth or not? Was this considered a child or not? Which obviously that's a biblical halacha of tumma, of karis, of going into the base of Mikdash, eating kachim. Imzu zava eloi, is this considered as zava of a certain type of a mission that the woman has? Again, also a biblical halacha similar to that of nida. Im chelav is the asra muta, is this fat prohibited or permitted? Which is a chiv of karis if one were to eat it, if it was prohibited or not. B'chol kitzvel, anything similar like that. They're disagreeing with something. Regarding something that, if you did it deliberately, would be karas and by mistake chatas, and that's what they're having a disagreement about. That's the obvious halacha of him being chayav misa. But then we continue regarding something that would cause that manifestation is also included. The case of davar hamevi l'day davar. And what's the case of something that would cause for something shechayom nazar in the karas that you would be liable if you do it deliberately karas v'shegas chatz do it by mistake chatas? That's going, for example, shenechel could be ibershana. They're having a disagreement regarding is this a Jewish leap year? And what's the machlekes? Im abrinat a purim, could you only make it into a leap year? Could you extend it another month, another sheni, up until purim, or yibachal adar, or could you do it the whole entire adar? That's their disagreement. And such a disagreement, harizachayv is michayv for being a zaken mamre. Why? She said maybe it's not directly regarding something of karas, but she said maybe the chametz on Pesach. This could bring to a prohibition of chametz on Pesach because if the courts rule that you can make the leap year the whole adar, comes out you have to make it still into ibur. You have to add on an adar sheni. So it comes out that chodesh nisan is going to be 30 days delayed, and then you're going to have the yom of Pesach. Now according to the zaken mamre, it's not a leap year, and since you did not extend it until Purim, comes out, you're going to make Pesach in the following month, and the month after that is already going to be Eir. And then according to him, they're going to be eating chametz, which according to the Beis Din is then Pesach, which is eating chametz on Pesach, which is a chiv of course. Let's say their disagreement was actually regarding something of monetary law. Regarding the amount of judges that are required for a monetary case. Even in such a case, there is a chayiv. He's going to be liable for something of karis. How is that possible? Because according to the opinion of this one, whichever one it is, that's saying, this guy owes this guy money. Whatever he's going to take from him, according to that opinion, he took appropriately. He was doing it based on the ruling of the court. But according to the one that says, no, this guy is exempt, doesn't have to give the money. Or he says, that these are not appropriate to judge with these amount of these types of judges. What's going to happen is, that comes out, whatever was taken, is really theft by him, because it was not really appropriate to have such a halacha of giving this guy the money. Now, so what is that? Where's that achiv of karas? Because v'im kiddush be'isha, if that guy who got the money, was awarded the money, is going to go use that money now to engage a woman, in the mukadeshes, if it's stolen money, it's not his, and therefore she's not engaged to him, and that's related to an erva, if she's an eshes isha or not. Well, the dibra oimer shalai natal, or shalai with aleph or with above, but either way, according to one that says that he took his, habol lebemezid, whoever's going to have a relation with him, is going to have a chiv of bemezid of anush karas, a punishment of karas, b'shoge chayv chatas, do it by mistake, chiv of chatas, again, depending if she's a married woman now. But then it comes out, dove mebel, they dove shalai yobin, as then the karas, shagasa chatas, comes out, and it will cause something related to zadam karas and the shagaga of chatas. Chayin tutum nechel kubadini makas, so too if they have a disagreement regarding the laws of lashes. If this guy is liable for lashes or not, and that's what they're having a disagreement. Or they're having a disagreement regarding how many judges are necessary to be present when he's getting lashes in front of them. In such a disagreement, the Zakar Mamre is going to be liable. Why? Because I'm according to the one who says he's not supposed to get lashes. They're causing an injury to him. And actually, they have to compensate him like anyone who harmed someone else. Now, so according to that, whatever he takes from them, Kedin Eitel is taking according to the halacha. Whereas L'divram, according to the one who says, Ben Malkus, who knows he's deserving of lashes, Kol Sheitel Mehem, if we would demand the court to pay like regular damages, any money he's going to take from them, Gazel Hu B'Yadah, it's robbery in his hand. And then Kiddush Ba'ishim is going to use that to engage a woman, Ein Mukadesh is not going to be engaged. That's related to halachas of Arayas, which is a Chiv HaKaras. And if they have a disagreement regarding an Erech vow or a Cherem vow, which is these different types of vows of owing money to Hekdesh, and they're disagreeing im zechayv litin, if he has to give the money or any or he doesn't have to, there's a chayv. The Zakar Mamre is going to be liable. Why? According to the one who says in the chayv litin doesn't have to give it im lochem, and if they take it from him, hayde zegazel, that's stealing. And so if someone uses that money to engage a woman, in Mekadesh, not going to be engaged. Let's say he's disagreeing with the Supreme Court regarding the redemption of certain holy items of kachem, of karbanas. Im niftu, le niftu, and they're disagreeing, was it redeemed, was it not redeemed? Her is a chayiv, he's going to be liable. Why? I'm according to one who says, ein zepinyan is not considered redemption. Im kiddush ba'isha, meaning that it's still considered hektish. So if now he uses it to engage a woman, ein im kiddush, not engaged, because you cannot deliberately use hektish to engage a woman. So again, it's related to Arayis, which is chayiv of course. Let's say I have a disagreement regarding when they find a dead body somewhere on the road, which the closest city has to go ahead and bring a calf and decapitate it. And they have a disagreement. Do these people have an obligation to bring it? Or not? There's a chayiv. Zakar Mamre is going to be liable. Why? I'm according to the one who says that they have to bring the Agla Rufa. The Agla Rufa, what happens is that the calf, once it's decapitated, is prohibited to have benefit from it. And therefore, Makadosh, but if someone uses that calf to engage a woman, in Makadosh, not going to be engaged. But according to the one that holds it was not Agla Rufa, then there's no problem. No, it's not. So again, it's related to Kiddush number woman. Regarding the fruits of a tree in its first 3 years, which are Asabana, again, you wouldn't be able to use it for Kiddushin, but if it's not, then you would. If they have a disagreement regarding the gleanings or the forgotten bundles or the corn of the field, if this belongs to the poor people, like these matnas and name do belong, or the balalai, so belongs to the homeowner, that disagreement would also make the Zakar Mamre liable. Why? I'm according to the one who says Labal Eliza belongs to the own homeowner. The poor person that took it has stolen it. Vim Kiddush Be'isha used to engage a woman. Ain't a Kiddush, and I can be engaged. On the other hand, if it's not stolen, then it would be. So he disagrees with them regarding one of the primary categories of Tumah. Like, for example, a nega of tzaras of the skin, a nega batim or a nega tzaras on a home, a nega begadim or a negam of a garment. He's a chayiv. He's me liable. Why? Here also. Shari l'divro emir tahar, because according to one says that it's pure, it's not a nega. Mutli kandas by mikdash, lecho kachim. You're allowed to go into the base of mikdash to partake of kachim. Whereas l'divro emir, according to one says, tamei, that he's impure, im nechnes ochab meis, if he goes into the base of mikdash or eats the kachim deliberately, on this curse, the panchim of curse. Ubishaki does it by mistake. Chayiv chatas, chayiv chatas. So if they have a disagreement regarding the purification of the mitzvah, if there is purification of him, or in or he doesn't, is the same idea. Which, if he's tar, he's allowed to go in. If he's not, and then not, then he would have a chayiv of curse. So if they have a disagreement regarding the suspected adulterous woman, if she, regarding her drinking the bitter waters, which is to check her out if she had committed adultery or not. If they have a disagreement, if she has to drink it, she doesn't have to, that disagreement that he instructs and rules not like them would make him liable, because according to the one that says she has to drink, what happens is, if the husband dies before she drinks, and she has to drink, so we still consider it as a suspected adulterous woman, which is forbidden to her husband, and therefore she is also forbidden to her brother-in-law when her husband died without any children. Whereas according to the one that says she doesn't have to drink, then Mesiyah Ben said her husband died without any children, and then she would have halacha of Yibum, which obviously is the erva of a sister-in-law. So therefore, it would make him chayav in that case. So the Rambam concludes and explains one exception to this rule. V'chein kol k'yitz, if there's anything similar to this, tzrichin livdek v'lachkar, they have to check out and investigate, im hoysa machleik zu, if this disagreement that he's having with the Sanhedrin would be mevil l'dei dov hazeh, would bring to this thing, and then medav hazeh mevil l'dei dov hasheni, and then this thing bring to a second thing. A full achar meidvam, even if it would take 10 or 100 steps. Im yavah b'saif, if ultimately it could come to l'dava something, she's doing the curse of shagrasa chatas, that could bring to something that would have a ramification of, if you did it deliberately, it would be curse of a mistake chatas. Bein shahoya hazakin mekel v'machmir, whether the elder was being lenient and they were being stringent. Bein shahoya hu machmir v'machmir, whether he was being stringent and they were being lenient. But it would relate ultimately to such a type of a case. Chai ben is reliable. Halacha Gimel. Now, v'im loy tovei machlekes l'dekach, but if their disagreement does not bring to that, even in 100 stabs, to zedayin the karas or shagrasa chatas, then there is a patazen is given the exempt. Chutz is one exception. Mimitzvah tilm levad, except for the mitzvah tilm. Even though that's not something that's a zedayin karas and shagrasa chatas. Ketzer haso. Hayra lo haysim toy tevis chamishas b'tfilm, if he ruled to add on a fifth container by the tfilm, which has four compartments, he said there should be five, v'yaseno, and he makes it chamish toy tevis, five compartments. Here's a chayv is going to be liable. But who in that is sheyasa b'chila arba button kelchasim zed, that first they make four compartments the way the halacha is, and then miyavi chamish is vidabik b'chitzin, then he brings a fifth one, and he adds it on to the outer part. Shabai sachitzin, because now the outer compartment, she'in roysa avatamid, that's not going to see any time anymore the ear, which has to see that, and now that you're adding on a fifth compartment, it's not going to see the ear space anymore. Then, puzzle, that's going to be invalid. And v'chiv zaken mamra davazed, the liability that the rebellious elder has on this halacha of tefillin is halacha m'piakabala, is that's a halacha from tradition, that that's one unique exception. But if they have a disagreement regarding any of the other mitzvahs, for example, they have a disagreement with dav or some regarding some halacha m'dibi lulav, and the halachas of lulav, tzitzah, shefer, or of the shefer, Zem apostle, this one saying, this party saying that it's invalid. Zem akash, this one saying it's valid. Zem yotzidei chavos, this one saying he fulfilled his obligation. Zem this one saying lo yotzi, he's not fulfilled the obligation. Zem etar, this one saying it's pure. Zem shein l'tumah, this one saying it's a second degree level of tumah, which does not have halachic ramifications of zod and kars and shagas echatas, because a shein l'tumah that goes in the base of mikdash is not chayav kars. Then in all these cases, there is a potem and a misa, he's going to be exempt from the death penalty, and the chenker is, if there's anything similar like that, then he will not be liable.